You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. With Edinburgh Festival Fringe taking place from the 4th till 28th of August, we thought, let's find out what's accessibility like at the festival this year. And joining me now is Deputy Chief Executive of the Fringe, Lindsay Jackson. Lindsay, lovely speaking with you today.
And you. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Now, the festival has been actually going on for a while now, but I feel like accessibility and accessible performances, maybe ones including audio description or live captions, are becoming a bit more prevalent when it comes to the festival.
Yeah, I think it is interesting to have seen the evolution of how people want to make their shows accessible, because we've definitely seen a growth across the board, whether, you know, captioned or BSL interpreted, audio described, relaxed, things that where people are making adaptations to their show to enable the widest possible audience to attend. That's grown exponentially since 2015. It is still, you know, there's lots of work to do, and it's still a relatively small number considering the vast scale of the festival. But the offer is so much more diverse and interesting. And actually, I think we forget that those decisions are often driven by the artists themselves, who really want to make their work open to as many people as possible. So it's definitely in the last decade had a lot more attention and energy put into breaking down some of those barriers to taking part in the festival.
It is actually, as you said, it's up to the performer or the act to choose to make it accessible and choose how they're going to make it accessible.
Yes and no. So largely, it all depends on the venue that they're in. But ultimately, venues don't have the capacity or the funds to offer, blanket things like BSL interpretation or audio description or captioning. Some are working on things like on-demand captioning or handheld captioning and those sorts of things. But usually it's the company who will find the resources and the expertise to do that. So the venues will help, and we will help try and match make where people have an interest in making these things happen. But the artist group themselves are the one who are making that proactive decision to make their show as accessible as possible.
And as you said, this year there is content that will be available with different accessibility features. Now, whether that is having that audio description or maybe having a venue that is wheelchair accessible. And I think we can find all of this information on your website.
Yeah, there's lots of different ways to find out information. And, you know, so for example, at the moment, if you went to ticketsstartedfringe.com, you could search by audio described, and that would give you about 10 results. But actually, we expect to see that grow in coming weeks, because this is the point in the year where people really firm up those plans and make those decisions. And these things evolve as the festival happens. More and more companies and venues and organizers are responding to audience ask. So if an audience member gets in touch and says, I'd love to attend this show, but is there any chance it could be audio described? There's some lovely partnerships between like us and zoo venues and the Tron Theatre in Glasgow, where we have kit that people can borrow, and we have access to the software. So if they've got the capacity and they can find someone to help them with that, they can spin that up relatively quickly. So I'll focus on our website. You can search by all those features, but specifically for visually impaired and blind users, we will be turning on the Recite Me functionality, and I'm really interested to see how that works, and would love feedback from your listeners about if that does help navigate your way through the festival, and if it is a useful tool for us to have on our website, because we appreciate that we ourselves may not represent the groups of users that we're trying to help find their way through the festival.
Now, that sounds really interesting. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about Recite Me? It's, as you said, is that a new feature this year?
So Recite Me is we've used various screen reader type functionality in the past, but have had feedback that it's not necessarily responsive, and it doesn't necessarily allow users to toggle the things in and out that they need. So Recite Me is a toolbar, an accessibility software, and a user can add it to their device, and they can choose the things that they need to help make their experience more accessible. So that includes font sizes, colors, you can download text to audio, you can save that as PDFs or MP3s for later. So many of your users will probably be using this in lots of different ways. It's quite a widespread and universal dynamic accessibility software. We've never used it before, so we're quite keen to see how it works in our environment and how our audiences find using it on our website in order to get the information that they need. So all feedback, very much welcome from your listeners.
Well, it'll be lovely to hear how it all goes. And in regards to maybe we've decided we want to go and see a specific show, can we get any help obtaining accessible tickets?
Yes, of course. So we have and have always had a dedicated, we call them the access bookings team, but they're there really just to support anybody for who wants to book their tickets in a different way. So you can phone us, and all of this information's on our website, edfringe.com, but you can phone us, you can email us, you can talk to us via WhatsApp, we can do either text or voice messages, you can come and see us in person. We're open at the moment Monday to Friday. By the end of July, we'll be open all day, every day. And you can come and talk to the team about facilitating finding certain shows that might be of interest to you, how you might book your tickets. You can access free personal assistant tickets if that's what you need. So we try and take a very human-centered approach to that, which is what works best for you and how can we communicate with one another in order to book you your shows in the quickest way possible so that you can just go out and enjoy the festival rather than spending lots of time waiting to talk to somebody from a box office. So give them a call. They're a very small but very brilliant team who just really want to be helpful.
Well, it all sounds absolutely fantastic. So, would you mind reminding us just one more time, when is the Fringe on in Edinburgh this year, of course? And what is that web address that we go to get the tickets, see what shows are on, and maybe give feedback as well?
So the Edinburgh Festival Fringe 2023 is from Friday the 4th of August to Monday the 28th of August. You can find out everything you need to know at edfringe.com and buy tickets at tickets.edfringe.com. And if you need us, then come and see us. If you're here during the festival, we're in the middle of the Royal Mile with the bright blue shop. But please just come and see us and tell us how your festival's going and ask us any questions. We're always here to help.
Well, it's been lovely catching up with you, and I hope the festival goes swimmingly this year.
Me too.
Lindsay Jackson, Deputy Chief Exec of Edinburgh Festival Fringe, good luck preparing everything, and let's catch up again soon.
Absolutely. I'll see you around the festival.